From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Senator Bernie Sanders wants to tax companies based on whether their workers get public assistance, like food stamps or Medicaid money. His bill is called the Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies Act, which spells out the Stop Bezos Act, a not remotely subtle jab at Amazon's CEO, Jeff Bezos. The goal is to push companies to pay higher wages. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
UC Berkeley's Labor Center estimates that more than $150 billion in taxes goes to help low-wage employees make ends meet. Congressman Ro Khanna wants to change that. He's sponsoring the bill in the House.
Taxpayers shouldn't be subsidizing workers for multi-billion dollar companies that have CEOs making millions of dollars and that are giving vast stock options.
But critics aren't sure about the strategy. Sharon Parrott is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says the bills could incentivize companies to avoid hiring people they think might qualify for assistance.
That's likely to include parents, especially single moms, workers with significant health issues or disabilities, and workers of color.
And Jacob Vigdor, who teaches public policy at the University of Washington, says companies targeted by the bill, like Amazon and Walmart, may be limited in how much they can increase pay.
By and large, the sectors of the economy that employ a lot of low-wage workers also happen to be sectors with low profit margins.
He says the tax could also push companies to automate more of their work. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.